He says it over and over again. Don't think I forgot about him, he said. Don't forget about him either. Joseph, in all of his thinking and all of the things he went through, he was still thinking about his brothers. He's still thinking about his father. He's still thinking about Benjamin. He's still longing for the day that they can be restored, because he has the dream of God. And now they're seamless, his dream and God's dream. He told us this year that people will be looking for us. They'll be looking for those who carry my joy. You got any joy to give out? For those who carry my glory. You can't carry God's glory unless you've been with him. Looking for those who will release truth that will cut through the darkness and chop off the enemy's head again. Now that is something to think about. And he said, I made a way for you. You'll make a way for others. It makes no sense in the natural that there is joy in your journey. But that is why it captures their attention. No matter what we're going through, no matter what the world says, they don't know. They don't know what's going on. They don't even know the difference between feast or famine. They don't know. And you know what they'll tell you? We don't know. They'll say, you know, someone's behind the scenes, but we don't know who they are. I do. Called Satan and his minions. That's who's behind the scenes. That's a good thing. Because the Spirit of God is raising up a standard. And he is raising up a standard with his church. And if the Lord is with me, it doesn't matter how big Satan and his minions try to come against me, I win. God has given us the ability to see in his word the victorious church without spot or wrinkle. And now he's just molding us. He's just like letting us go through some tests to just see what our character will be like and what kind of fruit of the Spirit are we going to display. Are we just going to talk about God, or are we going to represent him? And so as we represent him, God is going to do amazing things through each one of us. And so there is nothing that God will not do through an obedient person. He will move heaven. He will move earth. He will take you out of the pit. He will bring you to a place of restoration. He will give you success, and he will prosper you because he has a reason to prosper you. And how will you prosper? In every way. Because the Bible says so. Well, I don't know how God's going to turn things around so I can prosper. Neither do I. I just know he's there. I just know he's there. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with you. And the Lord was with Frank. And the Lord was with Duffy. And the Lord was with Susan. And the Lord was with Johnny. Amen. If the Lord is with you, are you with the Lord? That's the question. And so there is some decision time going on right now. So many decisions have to be made. So many tests are going on. And it's a test of people's hearts, because he wants you to expand. He wants you to be able to carry the glory properly. There's going to be some, I don't know how to describe it. There's going to be some funky chicken Christianity going on. And you're going to have discernment. You're going to hold tight to the Lord. You're going to have to You're going to have to be so much in his presence that you cannot be deceived, because the Bible says if it were possible in the last days, even the very elect could be deceived. And so what looks like glitter may not have any substance. But when you're attached to the one who has the gold, then you know the real. So, as the Lord walked with Joseph and he took him through every stage of life, he's walking with you. He's calling you. He's calling you to a higher place, a higher commitment. He's calling us as a church to a different place. And he's waiting for those who will say yes, who will remember the dream. So, Father, I thank you for all the diamonds on the water. I thank you, God, that you spread them out. Lord, you said there would be so many that we wouldn't be able to contain them because we're not supposed to. So, God, we come to dream your dreams again. We come to ask you, Lord, to change our lives. Bring the change that is needed inside every one of us, and let us be willing to lay down what we need to lay down and to pick up what you want us to pick up. Father, divine appointments. I speak divine appointments. And I thank you, Lord. We will respond properly. We will respond properly. Loving you, representing you, beholding your glory and taking it out. So in moments like this, you just take advantage of his presence. You've got to take advantage when he's near and he's near. Allow him to flood your mind, to flood your soul, to direct your path, to open your eyes to his dreams. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord, let us dream your dreams again. And Lord, let us remember you are the reason for the season. Lord, let us take the brightness of your glory into the streets, and let us be thankful, and let us be giving. Let us be generous, God. You were generous with us. So Lord, for every person that doesn't know your goodness and your salvation, Lord, I just thank you for an encounter. I just thank you for an encounter, God, with one that has been with you. One that will shine bright in the midst of the darkness. One that will bring truth without judgment. Lord, I pray for a tenderness in our voice, Lord. I pray for compassion that makes no sense. How you were with us. We say yes to you, Lord. We say yes. And Lord, bring us from what seems to be a pit into the presence of those that you have preordained to give us a position of being able to spread the good news. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Father, I pray for your impact on these people here today. And Lord, I pray they'll go out and their gifts will be intact and they will show forth your glory, Lord, to the earth. God, I thank you for glue. I thank you for your glue. Thanks. We don't ever want to be separated from you, Lord, ever, ever, ever. Thank you. So, Anna, does anybody have a prophecy or something they'd like to say? Because I knew it was you, Duffy. Come up here. Yeah, come up.
Yes, ma'am. Gotta go up. Well, I just give God glory for everything that he's doing. And, I mean, this mess is kind of like ate up things and brought back a lot of familiarity and just a stand of life right now today. We are the light. And right now I have like my part-time job that I work during the daytime, and a few of us in here work with me. So we're confronted with a lot of people all the time from every place that there is. They're coming in on the ships.
Yeah.
So I had my focus, you know, we do different jobs every day. We don't really know what we're doing. We go to have an assignment list, as that's what you do. But I happen to be pushing the wheelchair, which I pretty much do about 80% of the time. But I came in that day, and the boss is like, you know, she looked on me in a different way about doing certain things. She don't know why, but she just looked on me in a different way. So I said, Duffy, you got wheelchairs today. I said, okay. So I went on the wheelchairs, and all of a sudden, it was my third push. That was a nice, you know, kind of seasoned Jewish lady and her husband. He was what had a cane and kind of rickety, couldn't stand up on his own. So what happened with that, as I was pushing him, we started talking, because I interview people. I kind of got that from you. I started asking them where they came from and what their situations were. I was looking for evidence and ways to pray. That's exactly what I was
awesome.
There for. And I knew, number
expectancy,
one.
Expectancy, expectancy. I love it.
He couldn't, you know, I knew his limbs and stuff were, you know, whatever. So I just watched and I kept rolling, keeping it carefully, because he wasn't a weighted person. Thank God for that. as I took him up to the place to get checked in, the whole format, so you can go on the ship, they checked out completely, but one thing they had, and they had oxygen. And you can't go on the ship with oxygen. But we had a talk that morning, and what they said is the first stage, if you find a person with the oxygen, we're supposed to, it's a yellow, right, Rich? Held up a yellow, and then the supervisors will come and have an assessment. What you're really supposed to do is take them to the doctor of the ship, because those are the ones that are going to treat them when they're on the ship. So she didn't do that. The supervisor, she didn't do it. After she finished, she came over after the guy held the yellow slip up. She came over and told these people, you can't ship. You're not going anywhere today on the ship. So I'm standing there, minding my own business, praying every second I could. And she said, Duffy, take them back downstairs where they can get their luggage and go home. It was very hard and very cold. And here I am. I ain't got nothing to say. I can't tell nothing what to do. So I just stood there. So I did what I was told to do. So Rich and I were having break about 15 minutes. But let me tell you. After I put them on a bench and let them sit, I grab each one of their hands just like this, and I start praying. I just could not go without touching them. I just felt I had to touch them. Thank you, Mariella. Touch them. So I touched each one of them. Not, you know, making a scene when you're praying and stuff. I wasn't into that. I just wanted to just say something good about God, and I was just believing that things were going to work out. Because I knew that the supervisor didn't follow protocol. Right, Richie? Okay. So I touched them on one arm, and I touched him on one arm, and I walked away, but I walked away in sadness. I said, Rich, let's go. We're with the break. And Rich and I were sitting in there. All of a sudden, the supervisor busts in the door. She's leaning up on the wall. Duffy, where did you put the people? I said, well, I put them where you told me to. You told me to put them outside, so I put them outside so they could get their luggage. What happened in that instant time of us interceding for them? She found out that she did something wrong, which we had already observed. Mm-hmm. When she found out, she took them to the doctors on the ship. And the apparatus that he has creates oxygen when he needs it. So it wasn't the one that would get you off the ship. So all of a sudden, she ran and made haste. Time Richie and I came out from break in 15 minutes, they were on the ship. Hallelujah. They were on the ship sailing. It may not mean nothing too much to you, but you look how you are observing on your opportunities and time to pray for people. I look for an opportunity to pray for everybody. I don't care who you are or where you are. The lady, you should have seen how she looked. She done drove 4 hours to get there that morning. Oh. And she had to turn around and drive back home without going on the cruise that they'd waited for nearly 2 years.
Oh, no.
But God has a way out of no way. You follow what I'm saying? So stay astute and look for where the opportunity lies. Because you all got a testimony for somebody else everywhere you look. That's why I know that healing is the children's bread. And we have not because we ask not. And when we ask, we are going to believe that God is going to make a way out of no way. Amen.
Thank you, Duffy. See, this is real. This is just real stuff, real life, just making a way for somebody else. Now, what if Duffy wasn't there? What if he didn't pray? And he stayed under authority? I commend you for that. He didn't try to override. He didn't go above. He just stayed under authority, and he prayed, and God made a way because his heart was for the people. You see, it's the message. So, he said in our prophecy this year, in case anybody reads it, I am causing those to be attracted back to the things of the Spirit and to get away from the flesh. And so when we're walking in the Spirit, things like this are going to occur. It's just going to happen around us. This is the way it is supposed to be designed. And so, okay, I just feel like people need prayer. If you need prayer, raise your hand and we're going to pray for you. Okay? Okay? Anybody else? Okay. So Letha and Billy Kay and Susie. Now others, I see how you are. I see how you are. Okay. So come up here. We're going to pray. So let me see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's okay. Look at those beautiful, bright ladies. Amazing. I swear, God is so good. All right, let's just see. See, here's what I hear the Lord saying to all of you. Is that because you respond to God's heart, he's responding to yours. He hasn't missed a beat concerning who you are or what he has for you. He knows. He knows. He knows. And he's taking care of things and he's weaving things together on your behalf. He didn't leave you behind. He knows how to bring everything into perfect positioning for his glory on the earth. And so each one of you are called to different things. But you all have gifts that are going to be seen and known. And so the precious compassion of God is being awakened again. For you, Letha, he has miracles through your hands. He's got miracles through your hands. you've been praying and praying, and you've been saying, God, you know I can pray, and you can. But I want to have action. And the Lord said, start laying your hands on people, and they're going to recover. You're going to step into some new giftings. You're going to step into the reality of something higher, because Satan's tried to take you with your body, and you're going to pay him back in spades. So everything he's tried to do to you, you're going to take away his weapon, and you're going to bring other people to wholeness. You believe that? Yes, Billy Kay, he's has that heart of compassion, and you think it has been tampered with. You think that your circumstances have stolen your joy and your compassion, but that is a lie. Because God put inside of you the depth of his heart. And the way that you care for those around you, you're doing it in spite of the hardship. You're doing it in spite of the darkness. And the Lord says, you think you don't have a light, but you do. And the Lord says, your light is shining and it is securing things. And he said, my dream for you has not failed. And your generations will rise up and call me blessed. And so the Lord says, you're going to have the heart again to see the results. In the waiting, there is strength. In the waiting, there are answers. In the waiting, you're being formed. It's all good. He has not done that. He has not. Instead, he is embracing you with his love. He's embracing you with his acceptance. He's giving you more glory. Oh, you like it. That's why you're still here, Billy Kay. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, for your peace. I thank you, God, for your compassion. I thank you, God, for your presence, Lord, in Billy Kay right now. And thank you, Lord. She's a carrier of your glory. She's a carrier of your presence, Lord. I thank you, no weapon formed against her has prospered, nor shall it. It's a lie. So, Lord, we dig the wells of her salvation open again today. And, Lord, we thank you for your presence that recovers all. It recovers all. Thank you. He's good all the time. Oh, Susie, you look younger today.
I'll take that.
Yeah. God says he's got some brightness for you. You feel like you got dipped in stuff. And that, you know, it clouded over you. It just brought the cloud over your life, that it was so hard to beat out of that box. So hard. But the Lord said, I was right there. I was right there. And he said, I call you daughter. He said, you're mine. You're mine. And he said, the things in the heart that I put inside of you to reach others, he goes, I'm just adjusting everything right now. He goes, you feel like, can I ever be done adjusting? God said, no, you'll never be done adjusting, because it's the way that God treats his children. But it's not because you've done anything wrong or awful. It's because he loves you. And so he's just making you bigger on the inside to hold more people in your heart. And the Lord said, you're going to start not just talking to people. You're going to disciple them. And the Lord says, you're full of the word. People don't know the word. People don't know I'm good. But you know I'm good. And you know my word. And the Lord says, you need to build relationship with people who don't know. And he said, you'll find your joy again. You'll find your positioning again, because you're going to love them to life. And the Lord said, you can do that because my life and my love lives in you. Amen. So, Father, we just release that to Susie right now. Lord, I thank you for the diamonds on the water. And I thank you, Lord, for discipleship. I thank you that it burns in her heart. Lord, I thank you for people that are coming that will see the value inside of Susie, that they will see that she has the words of eternal life. And so, God, I thank you for blessing her today with truth. I thank you for examining her and letting her expand on the inside with your gifts. And, God, be able to carry them out so that the whole world will give you glory. And I thank you for it. Lord, let her dream your dreams and let them coincide with hers. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. All right. We love you, Lord. Who do we love the most? Mm-hmm. And who loves us the most? And who loves them the most? Go be the light. Oh, yes, you should.
Thank you for joining us today at Liberty Life Center. We hope you were challenged and encouraged by today's message. Visit us online at libertylifecenter.org, where we have links to other archived messages and even a place to give. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Liberty Life Center. We hope you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, embrace, display, and share God's love. Thank you for joining us today at Liberty.